This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 3,700 people have been rescued from besieged Mariupol despite the inability of the Red Cross to get a humanitarian convoy into the city on Friday. The announcement came in the early morning hours of Saturday, Ukraine time. On Friday, the humanitarian relief team that was planning to evacuate civilians from Mariupol that day was unable to reach the besieged city. Organizers said they would try again to enter the city on Saturday. The International Committee of the Red Cross said its staff had to return to Zaporizhia after arrangements and conditions made it impossible to proceed. It had sent a team of 3 vehicles and 9 personnel. The ICRC explained that if and when the operation does come to pass, its role as a neutral intermediary would be to accompany the convoy from Mariupol to its destination. Ukrainian forces appear to be gaining momentum in efforts to push back Russian forces as the war in Ukraine rages into its sixth week. Ukrainian and Western officials said Friday that the Ukrainian military made key gains around the capital, Kyiv. A political advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky said Ukrainian troops are chasing the Russians both to the northwest and the northeast, pushing them away from the capital. British military intelligence backed up some of the Ukrainian claims. British Defense Attaché Mick Smith said in a statement that Ukrainian forces continue to make successful but limited counterattacks to the east and northeast of Kyiv. He said they've retaken the villages of Sloboda and Lukashivka to the south of Chernihiv. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. has announced it will lift COVID-19 asylum limits at the U.S. border with Mexico on May 23rd. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports the decision is expected to draw more migrants to the U.S.-Mexico border.
The policy took effect under President Trump 2 years ago. Since then, migrants trying to enter the U.S. have been expelled more than 1.7 million times. Known as the Title 42 Authority, the policy will officially end on May 23rd, allowing border officials time to prepare. It was increasingly hard to justify as COVID restrictions ended across the country. The Department of Homeland Security will increase efforts in the next 2 months to provide vaccines to migrants at the border. Mike Hemp in Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden, who's a Democrat, kept Title 42, that regulation, in place after taking office in January of 2021, despite fierce criticism from his own political party and campaign promises to reverse the restrictive immigration policies of his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. Leading Democrats, medical experts, and the United Nations have criticized Title 42, saying it expels migrants to danger in Mexico and that scientific evidence does not support the stated goal of limiting the spread of the virus. Germany has activated the first stage of an emergency plan to manage gas supplies in Europe's largest economy in preparation for a possible disruption or halt in natural gas supplies from Russia. The economy minister Robert Habeck said Germany will not achieve full independence from Russian supplies before mid-2024. Russia accounted for 55% of Germany's gas imports in 2021 and 40% in the first quarter of 2022. Moscow said last week it would draw up a mechanism by March 31st under which so-called unfriendly countries, those behind the sanctions imposed over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, would pay for gas in rubles. That includes Germany, Europe's industrial powerhouse, and other European allies. Most now pay in euros or dollars. Habeck, who is the minister responsible for Germany's energy security, has rejected Russia's demand, saying contracts would be honored under the current terms. And to recap our top story this hour, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 3,700 people have been rescued from Mariupol despite the inability of an aid convoy to get into the city early on Friday. This announcement came the early morning hours of Saturday, Ukraine time. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.